views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and torn sexy people. Happy 4th of July weekend. So I've got quite a lot of information for you, so I'm going to get started. But if you want to talk to the channel, press 1 now, please. You've already pressed it. Don't press it again because I'll take you off. But press 1 if you want to get some information today, and there's a lot of information to get. All right. Interestingly enough, I said, well, we should talk about freedom today. And the message was, no, we're really going to talk about the lack of freedom. But under the lack of freedom was really the definition of what freedom is. So I'm just going to give you what they gave me. A lack of freedom is not being able to experience or see the beauty around you and to feel the gratitude. If we cannot see the beauty around us or are choosing not to see the beauty of what's around us and be in gratitude, then we are not free. And it ties perfectly into last week. Remember when I asked you this week, don't look for the social injustice. Look for what's right. Look for what's right. And man, I had to consciously choose to walk through that so many times this week. And it really pointed out to me how I inadvertently just tipped toward seeing what needed to be fixed, seeing what was wrong. Makes me a good healer, but not a good creator. Aha! So, you know, how many of you that actually did what we talked about last week realized that by choosing your focus, you experienced more beauty and love? You literally created your freedom by your choice of what you wanted to focus on. I'm going to say that again. You created your freedom by your choice of your focus. So I'm going to take you through a list of questions, and I just want you to answer with the first thing that comes up. What's right with our country? What's right with your body, the world? What's right with your money? What's right with your family? With love in your life right now? See, if we truly want independence within ourselves, within our families, within our communities, within our states, within our countries, within our world, within our universe, we have to focus only on these things. If you want the religious reference, it's think only on these things, right? You have to think on the things you want and choose that focus in order to create the freedom around it. Now, that took us into asking, and the channel said to me, well, what's right about asking? Asking communicates clearly your needs and wants. If you think of a 2 or 3 year old little child, they literally ask for everything they want. I want this. I want this. Go. Stay. Right? I want the candy bar. No. You can't have the candy bar. Well, I'm going to cry because I want the candy bar. They communicate clearly their needs and wants, like a mother with her baby always wants to decipher what that baby wants to care of its needs. The universe is acting in the same way, guys. The universe wants to be your mother. But you need to communicate clearly your wants and your needs. That is how you are the power, the choice, the joy, and the love. So know what you want, but the next step is to ask. And there's an art to asking. And that is what we will be going into in detail in the next webinar. The next webinar is Wednesday, July 12th from 7 to 9. Ask and ye receive. So you see, if you say I want more money, it's not specific enough. And the webinar is going to show us all how to break it down into specifics of literally how to ask. Okay? How do you ask? Where are you falling out of? We'll do that personally for everybody that's on the call. Your greatest guidance into asking in a way that you can receive. Okay, and I'm so excited. So many people have signed up for Creation Station. Oh my goodness, this is going to be such an amazing weekend. November, it's happening in November. Let me see. Oh my gosh, November. Where is it? I got all messed up with my other papers here. November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's going to be in my home. And it's very limited because we can only have so many people in my home, especially staying in my home. If you've never been to a Creation Station and you haven't lived, and this is going to be a whole new training. Channeling, brain and heart work, little child experience, replacing, truly replacing your old stories, letting go of rules, when they work, when they don't work, lots of private work. So again, both these wonderful offerings of my energy and channel and expertise and experience and love are on the homepage. If you go to iamdwallace.com, they're right there on the homepage, really easy for you to sign up with. And the other thing it just occurred to me, I'm back east visiting my brother and sister-in-law. They celebrated their 50th anniversary this weekend, but they're also having to move out of their beloved home that they've been in for 40-some years. And so this is kind of the last hurrah in this home where all of us have spent so many Christmases. And so you can see the yin and yang in that, a beautiful get-together of love while there's loss. Last night, I was determined to shoot off fireworks, which you can do back here, just like my daddy used to do with my older brother and myself. So we went down and got a whole bunch of fireworks, and everybody at the party came out and and we shot off our own fireworks, just like I used to do when I was little, and it was just a love fest. And this morning we got up to find out that one of the family members of the good friend that was here last night OD'd. And I was sitting this morning while we were all supporting the family members who were friends with this person. And I was thinking, what a perfect weekend of positive and negative yin and yang. And the channel said, you see, this is what we're trying to teach you all, that all of this stuff is still going to happen, but how you handle it and your perspective on it decides your freedom in your life around it. That, you know, shit's going to hit the fan, guys. How do you handle it when it starts coming at you? That's our freedom. That's our consciousness. That's what we want to master here. Okay? So, you know that you want to join me on these incredible explorations of this community. I hope you follow through with that. And now we're going to go to the calls. Okay, we're going to go to Chris in Tennessee. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hey, Dee, thanks for taking my call.
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just want to know, like, what the channel has for me around the freedom and experiencing, you know, my freedom and exercising my freedom and independence.
The biggest thing they're giving me, Chris, is that you're in fear of freedom. Let's look at that. A lot of people, if they have too much freedom and they have to make their own choices and they have to accept that, you know, they are in charge of their own creation, they get afraid of that. Oh, am I going to make the wrong decisions? Am I going to make the wrong choices? What if I make this choice and it backfires? What if I make a choice and I don't get what I want, right? So the channel is asking you to look at everywhere that you might be holding some fear of total freedom, because that's the biggest thing that's in your way right now, okay?
That's really interesting, because I wouldn't think that that's true, but I don't know, it just seems like every time I create like a lot of freedom, then I somehow sabotage it.
Well, you do sabotage it if there's any part of you that's afraid of having it.
I'm afraid of having more freedom because I'm afraid of like the responsibility.
Yes, I get a yes on that. And you're afraid of the choice, that you're going to make the wrong choice, or it's not the choice that you're supposed to make. Those are the highest words, Chris. It's awfully noisy. Sorry, I'm trying to focus, but it's a little noisy where you're at. So the highest words here are you're afraid you're going to make the wrong choice, not just for you, but for everybody. And when you have any kind of doubt or fear, guys, that limits the power of your freedom of choice. All right, Chris, I'm going to let you go because it's really, really noisy, baby. But that's your answer, okay?
Okay, I had one more question, but...
Well, if you can get it quiet there, it's just really...
Yeah, I've stepped outside. It's a lot quieter where I'm at now.
So what's your question?
Well, my question is, there's someone that's really interested in collaborating with me on my business, and they really want to help me with my marketing and everything, and, you know, I've met this person a couple of times, and they seem... you know, like really cool and down to earth and someone that that I think would be good to work with.
Okay, what's your question, Chris? What's your question?
Well, I'm just wondering, like, if the channel has any information for me around it.
Okay, so what you're really asking is, and this is a perfect example of what they're saying, am I making the right choice? You just said you really like them, you feel really good about them, you think they can help you, and so you've already been given your guidance, but you're not following it. So what's the fear?
So part of exercising my freedom is trusting my intuition and my guidance.
But that is your freedom.
Right.
Your freedom is how much you trust your intuition and your guidance. Do you understand?
Well, I got it.
Okay, good. So we hold ourselves in purgatory, guys, when we go, I think this is what I want to do. Gosh, let me doubt it. Let me question it. But I feel so strongly about doing this. Oh, but let me doubt it. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if they're the right people. I don't know if this is the right. And you can't get to heaven or hell. You just don't make a decision. Do you understand?
Right.
Okay. You got it then. That's your answer, and that's everybody's answer.
Thanks for taking my call. It's great to be on the show, and happy 4th of July.
Hey, Chris, you've been to a creation station, haven't you?
I have, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, you got some pretty powerful insights and shifts during that training, if I remember correctly.
You sure did. It was amazing. Thank you, Dee.
Yeah, Chris and Vicky came out as a couple, and that was one of the best ones. Sandy in North Carolina. Hi, honey, you're on. Sandy, are you there? Okay.
I put myself on mute.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Hi, honey.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Just what you said to Chris and really resonated. And I've had several things that have come in opportunities that I've asked the universe for, and they've shown up. And just that fear of responsibility. But I see that I just procrastinate or sabotage. And, I've been doing a lot. Actually, I've been on your calls the last few weeks and not, called in to talk with the channel because it's for whatever reason. And today it's like, is there anything there? Because I work with my inner child. I'm doing a lot of Jennifer's work, following a lot of your work. And I'm still in that fear. And so just see if channel has something.
Sandy, you've already answered your question.
Okay.
You started out saying pretty much, I keep holding myself in limbo by questioning, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, guys, if you're going to keep questioning, you never make a choice, commit to the choice, and hold your focus on the choice. You're always questioning the choice. And if you're questioning the choice, you're not going to get the great results that you're hoping for. So give me an example. What's one thing that you're trying to choose, because they won't even allow me to say choosing yet. You're still trying to choose it, and you want to choose it, but you haven't chosen it. And then you keep sitting there going, well, why? What's the matter?
Well, the situation I'm in is I am in need of more income, and it's where I'm being I'm hearing, let go of what I've been doing up to this point because there's new opportunities, but the new opportunities seem to be, the opportunities that are coming to me are the ones that I'm supposed to be letting go because
So we're going to go to the next webinar because it's all about asking. You don't know how to ask. You haven't even asked. and the fallout of all of your old creation, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
You're attracting the same old stuff from the ionosphere. Well, that's because, you know, when we keep putting it out into the ionosphere, the ionosphere bounces back to us. That's why it takes a little bit of time, not a lot, but a little bit. Once you start shifting and really knowing how to ask and committing to it, then you got to give a little bit of time for that to get out to the ionosphere and come back to you. So they want to give you the one place that your biggest fallout around asking is. Hold on, sheet. Give me a movie, please.
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing. Okay, you're not having any fun at all with asking.
Oh, God, that's so true.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So if you went into a room full of eligible guys and you had the intention that you wanted to find a mate, and you walked into that room and said, you know, I really want to find a soulmate. I want to find somebody to love. But this is a real drag having to do this. I'm not having any fun with any of you. Who wants to come play with me?
Yeah.
I don't think you'd have a lot of takers, would you?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah. The channel has taught you all very clearly. Go to your place of love and joy and then create. What you want, tell me in one sentence what you want, the kind of job and the money that you want. What do you, in one sentence, Sandy?
I want to have enough money that I am sustainable and I can help others.
Okay, not nearly clear enough. Because the channel's saying you don't have a clue about how much money that is. You haven't even figured that out. If I asked you to give me a figure right now, and that was the figure you were going to have, you know, for the next 10 years to make you sustainable and help others, did you see? It goes right to know when I say you even had a figure in mind.
I have a figure in mind, but I feel sometimes that it's unattainable for me. But
you might as well not ask for it, because you're in the asking. You're going, I ain't going to get this anyway, so I'm not really asking. I'll say the words, but I'm not really asking. So ask for something that you think is attainable. Otherwise, you're just going to be fighting yourself, Sandy.
Okay.
Sit down and get clear, you guys. I want you to take the subject or the two subjects or the three subjects and sit down and get quiet and write down everything that you want, and don't forget perfect health in any of them, because if you get what you want and you get really ill, it ain't going to be worth it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Write down and get clear. What amount allows me to be sustainable and help others? What do I even mean by helping others? Do I need volunteering? I sure as hell don't need money to do that. You see what I mean? Get clear. Because until you're clear, you cannot ask. It's not possible. Do you understand that clarity has to be in place? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you want to start.
You've got some pretty
specific information they gave you there. All righty. We're going to Jennifer in Ontario.
There's that one.
Hello, Lee. Can you hear me?
Hi, Jennifer. Yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
Fantastic.
Yes, I can. Hi. It's Jennifer. She's normally in Louisiana, but I'm visiting my parents today. So I was calling because I'm able to see what's right in the moment or what's good, I think. I make the choice, which is good for everyone involved and good for me, but I really resent what I personally give up when I make that choice.
Well,
does that make sense?
Well, sure, because the two sides of you, again, are fighting each other. One side is going, okay, I know ultimately I'm going to be a lot happier when I see the beauty and when I see what's right. But the one thing I don't want to give up, the other side says, is being right. So let's look at that, because I don't think we can have a lot of time both things at the same time.
Right, and that's fine. I'm happy. I would prefer just to go with what the bigger, beautiful picture. I just would wish I don't hang on to that resentment, but it seems really ingrained.
Okay, well, listening to this show and working with me for a while, do you know what a BS statement you just made?
Do I know what statement? Sorry.
Do you know?
What a silly statement it was.
Yeah, well, I used BS. But yes,
okay.
You might as well say to me, the devil's making me do this, Dee. I can't help it. Is that true?
No.
Sending the fact that you're giving up being right so that you actually can be right.
Okay.
I'm giving up, you know, and they're saying it's actually a rule somebody taught you when you were growing up that you needed to be right or things weren't right. And that's just not true. Everybody has the choice in their own perspective. You see, that's why our government is at a standstill right now, literally, because nobody wants to come together and go, okay, my rightness and your rightness needs to compromise so we can get to the highest right. I was in a conversation yesterday at a party with the two people that were incredibly, Trump-esque, and were committed to the perception that all the news media was fake news. And at one point in the conversation, I had a choice to stand there and it was becoming an argument because they were becoming very defensive and the conversation and the discussion was turning into the very bullying place that's happening within the Congress and our country now. And I finally looked at them and said, guys, I respect your opinion, but, you know, just not up to discussing it this way. It was lovely to meet you. I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July, and I really need to. Because it wasn't worth me being right to be unhappy and pissed off and angry and incensed about it all. And that's what you're talking about. Are you willing to give up being righteous in order to be happy?
Yes.
All right, then just do it. Just do it. It's not hard. It's a choice. And a choice can be made in the snap of a finger. It's like, okay, went to the doctor. He said, if I have another cigarette, I'm going to die. I'm not going to smoke anymore. We make these decisions all the time, but unfortunately, we wait until we're threatened by something to change. I don't want you to have to be on that roller coaster anymore, guys. I want you to make the decision at the beginning of your day that in this day-to-day, I'm choosing to see what's right. I'm choosing to see the love, and I'm choosing to hold the best freedom for myself, which ultimately is for everybody else possible in every choice I make today, before it hits you in the face. Okay?
And Steve, may I ask one more question? Is there anything the channel needs to tell me about my divorce or marriage, either way, both sides?
Yes, everything that we've talked about just now, apply it. You don't have to be right. He doesn't have to be right. You just need to be free. It was a right choice. It was a good choice. It was the highest choice for you. But now, don't lock yourself energetically in that choice by having to be right. Do you understand? As long as he's pissing you off, he still owns your energy, Jennifer. Do you understand that? Okay. All right, baby. Thank you.
Thanks very much. You have a great weekend. Love to be.
You too. Bye. Yeah, guys, listen to what I'm saying. If anybody is taking your energy, keeping your energy focused on the injustice of them or what they're doing or what they're doing to you, or they've got your energy. You want to be free of that. Be free. All right, we're going to Maria. Whoops. Maria in San Francisco. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. My condolences to the person who passed on and the pain everyone's grieving right now. I called you a couple of months ago, and I was trying to step into my power, and I wasn't quite ready to. I'm ready to do that now. I've had a lot of help from Jesus a few days ago. I've been sick for a couple of months with digestive issues and
Okay, stop for a minute, Maria, because they want to address the digestive issues and tell you energetically, I'm not a doctor, but energetically what's behind the digestive issues. And we're going to a core belief on the sheets that I use. Again, the sheets are available with the Balance podcast on IMD Wallace. This page here. Okay. So, energetically, what's behind your digestive issues is I'll never be good enough. And it dovetails back into what you were saying, that a couple of months ago you weren't ready, right, mm-hmm. to really move on and create yourself. And that's what you've been trying to digest. You've really been trying to digest. How do I move out of all the old teachings that limit me and move into the co-creation of my empowerment? That's what you're trying to digest right now. And now we're going to asking. Always when I have a webinar, they start bringing in information on the show. So sheets, books, movie. Okay, we're going to South Pacific. And we're going to the song in South Pacific, which represents this isn't possible. I can't see how this would ever work out. And so that's what you're trying to digest. Because you, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I keep hearing is that you have been taught from your religious teachings that you have no power in the creation of you, that life happens and God makes all the decisions and then you have to go along and deal with them and try and face them. Is that true?
No, I didn't grow up really religious. My mom did have a strong belief in God, but it was from their actions, my family's actions, that they had no power within themselves to create, that it was everyone else's fault and everyone else affected them. And so it was all reactionary.
Well, Okay, but that still speaks to I'm not my creator. Everybody else, in other words, shift happens in the world, and I've got, I don't have anything to say with it. I don't have any control over it. But in our reaction, we have control over everything.
Right.
And in our choice and our creation. So your biggest question right now from the channel is, do you literally want to take responsibility for creating your life? And better than that, the higher question is, do you believe you can? So do you believe you can, Maria?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you're accepting full responsibility for your life?
Yes, I'm saying that I am responsible for all my choices and everything that's happened. And
for all your creations.
For all my creation. There's parts of me or that's a little bit still there, but I do know that I am responsible to create.
Okay. And can you add some fun to that now? Can you add some fun and excitement?
That's part of the problem.
It is part of the problem. And that's why they're bringing it up so many times today on the show. It's creation.
Yeah.
It's got to be fun. It's got to be empowering. It's got to be exciting, guys. Otherwise, you're a victim again.
True.
So
anytime
you choose and ask, you want to have a lot of fun doing it. Okay? They would like for you to play around with this for a week and call us back and tell us if you see any changes. Okay?
Okay.
All right, honey. Good luck. You can do this.
Thank you.
Yeah. Guys, I had somebody that I did a private with this week, and she said to me, "My God, I listened to you for so long, and then I just said, oh, why not? And I went, I'm going to see the world as wonderful. I'm going to see me as wonderful. I'm going to see me as beautiful. I'm going to see me as powerful." She said, "I cannot believe how different my world is. I just simply can't hardly believe it." And that really is how it works, guys. But if you want a different world, you got to see a different world first, and you're waiting to see it so that then you can believe it. Doesn't work that way. Kara in Boston.
Kara.
Kara, hi, sweetheart. What's going on?
Hi, Dee. Hi. I love you. Oh, what you were just talking about, it's like I'm ready for a different world, and I actually believe it and feel it, but then that just... I haven't been able to maintain that, and it's been like
There's one place you're falling out. Well, gosh, this seems to be the bloody theme of the show. Fun. You just don't have fun trying to create your life. What is that, you guys? Has it become more exciting to struggle? Are we back to the... Yeah, but there's something higher than that. We're going to core belief now. Hold on, this page. Yeah. Okay. Well, this makes a lot of sense to me. The core belief, as it's written, is when I am connected to the I am not safe. When I'm connected to my I am present, I am not safe. When I am connected to the power within me that creates everything, I am not safe. So let's find out why. Give me a movie, please.
Oh, Top Gun.
Top Gun, okay. So, and they also took me to your mother. So,
yes.
Somehow... There's, hold on, I'm trying to get, when there's danger, more exciting.
Mm.
That's an old, old, not correct belief.
Right.
Struggle creates more struggle, creates more victimness. And I think I told you that we've talked about it on the show before, that the brain loves almost getting somewhere. If you almost get somewhere, you get a lot of more feel-good endorphins poured into your body than when you actually succeed. Means we like to keep ourselves on the roller coaster ride of struggle trying to get there. So if you guys have a habit of almost getting somewhere, almost getting successful, almost seeing the horizon, and not ever quite, you better know you're locked into an endorphin rush. And if you just commit to where you're getting to, you can train your brain to release those endorphins around success instead of almost success. Is this resonating with you?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And I think, go ahead.
What you want to really focus on and direct your energy to know is that when you're connected to the power of your own creative force, you are safe and secure in this world. Now, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that I've kind of built it up to a point in my life where right now I'm a single mother, just gone through a little bit, and it's like I don't even, taking care of my child and doing the little work I do, it's like I don't even have the time for myself or to focus like I used to.
Kara, sorry.
Yeah.
That's just an excuse, baby. That's an excuse for not going into your power because ultimately you don't feel safe there. Look, if you're clear that you are the creative force and that you want to and are committed to making time to do everything you want to do, that you're not going to feel guilty about telling your kid, "Mommy needs an hour, don't knock, here's a movie," or finding a play date for them, or right now you're locked into, "I have to be the perfect mother." There isn't such a thing, first of all. And what you model you're taking care of yourself is more important than being with them every single moment. So we have to look at how we've been raised and the pressures of parenthood that we put on ourselves. Is this resonating with you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. You have a lot of answers about a lot of things to move on this week. Have more fun in knowing that you're the power that gets to make some time for yourself. Okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet. Good questions. Thank you. Okay, Hillary in New York.
Hi,
Dee. Hi, baby.
Thank you so much. I love and appreciate you, and just yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm now tearing up with excitement and gratitude. So I have two physical questions, but they have to do, I feel, with success and love. And if I may share, I was watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I just happened to turn it on at the end. And Gene Wilder says, "Do you know what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he wanted?" And Charlie says, "No." And Gene Wilder says, he lived happily ever after.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So I have
none of us are taught that. We're taught we shouldn't have everything we want, that we're more God-fearing.
Yeah. And that it's, there's something, the other shoe's going to drop, or something's going to happen, or somebody's going to take it, or you can't be too...
Yeah, I'm bored with all that stuff.
Yeah.
Boring.
Or it's like, but like, with love, my hair, still growing from falling out, and I really... It makes me, I focus on it. And the other thing is I've had, my asthma has been bad lately, which are two things I feel like, these are the excuses of why I can't.
Well, no, these are the things your body is saying, could you please wake up and look at this? And the channel wants to give you two energetic things that are, they're kind of intermixed with both of them, okay? So
Thank
the things you're going to be given are the energetic bases in kind of a cocktail. It's weird. I've never really gotten this before. Kind of a cocktail of the two things. Each book. Sean, give me a movie, please.
I'm just thinking of Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland. Okay. Well, Alice in Wonderland is all about her power. She's got the power. And you said, oh, God. And the channel said, okay, we'll take that one, too. The movie, oh, God.
Oh.
Right? So one of the things in the cocktail is you are fighting knowing that you are the power of your I Am presence, that you are the God of you. That's the first thing. That's the highest understanding, yes. Second thing, Steve's book. Give me a song, please. Or a movie. A song or a movie.
Something in the Way She Moves.
Okay. Earlier in the show, we're going to talk a minute about the ionosphere. The ionosphere is the energetic band around the Earth. Like a radio signal, you send out thoughts, perceptions that you keep focused on. They go out to the ionosphere, and they bounce back to you and get mirrored into your life. What you have been sending out, we're going towards something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. You are attracting these helpings to you by the thought patterns that you have sent out to the ionosphere about, I am not the power of me.
Mm.
I wish I were the power of me, but I don't have the power to do anything about this. And the biggest place that we will get hit with waking up from that false concept is with health issues.
Yeah.
Boy, my pendulum went to a big yes. Asking all of you right now, what's right with your body? Are you focused on what's right with your body, where the love is in your body? Are you using your light, your I Am presence of light within you, to focus on total health and healing? Or are you constantly fixed on fixing the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fixing a problem is not what you want. Fixing a problem, as Einstein said, is trying to create the solution from the very mind that created the problem. Are you with me?
I'm completely with you.
Okay. So your first job is to get a lot of joy and power behind, you know what? I'm the creation of me. And every cell and space and matter and water that I am, absolutely believing that I'm the creation of a healthy body. Now, Hillary, they're saying there are more specifics in the body book. If you want to do a half hour thing around that. And they've given you the overall answer today.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else?
Thank you.
Any higher understanding? No, you got it. Thank you. And you know how to do this.
Yes, and thank you, and I love you. You're awesome.
I love you too, baby. Go be powerful. Can we all just like celebrate our power for a minute? Can you see yourself like that fabulous song, that you're a firework? That you're an amazing, powerful, beautiful, joyful celebration of fireworks. That's what creation feels like. Pop, woo! Sparklers, colors, joy. That's the creation that you are. That you are. All right, we're going to go to Bente in Spain. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hello. Hello,
hi, darling. Yes.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I want to wish all you and all the celebrating the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
And I have this question. I am making choices to create what I think I want. And it seems like I create something to destroy my creation, like losing money or getting pain. And now I'm doing the Camino de Santiago, and I've struggled with the area for 2 weeks. So I just wonder.
Okay. The secret, again, is if you listen to your words, what you think you want.
Yes.
Okay. You have to know you want it. You have to be committed to it, guys. This whole show has been around, several different things, but in this case, about doubt and questioning, again, your own power of who you are. I know that this is what I want. I know that I'm the creation of this thing that I want. I know that being the creation of it means commitment and joy and love of creating it. So I also know I have to hold my focus while I'm in love and joy on that creation. Now,
Okay. If
you think you know what you want, you haven't really asked.
Okay. I haven't really asked.
So right now, you're doing what do you call it? I know what you're talking about, the journey, right? The physical journey of walking?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you want?
No, but I really, really enjoy walking and using my body.
I understand
but
that. What do you want to create?
I want to create clarity, and happiness.
Okay, do you want to finish it?
Yes.
Well, I get a no. So
okay.
You haven't been clear that you, while I am finishing this walk, and finishing and completing is kind of what runs through everything that you're asking about. You don't go past the finish line, Bente. And that's why the money starts to come to you, and then it falls away because you are not committed to the completion. That's the highest insight for all of us today. Know
what you want.
Know what you want. Know you're the creation of it. Know that it's a lot of fun and joy, and that you complete the creation, because that's a part of your choice and your command to your energy, is the completion of what you want. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect answer.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Yes.
You bet.
Thank you.
That's what they mean by let's get clear. Oh my gosh, you guys, these shows. I wish I could have gotten to absolutely everybody today, because these shows are just, you're bringing in so much. We're coming together in such an incredible way that there's almost a beautiful, well, there is, they're correcting me, a beautiful butterfly pattern in all the shows. So, look, your questions were answered today. Absolutely. Here, take in what you learned, what you remembered about the guidance. Get clear about what you want. Commit to it. Find the joy around it and know you're the creation of it. Sign up for these things. I want you here. And until we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves as much as I love you. Because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.